This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Aldo Leopold's book, A Sand County Almanac, turns 70 this year. Leopold is considered the father of wildlife ecology and a crucial voice for conservation. He was a Wisconsin resident from 1924 until the end of his life, and he helped define the land ethic, a moral relationship between humans and the natural world. This summer, WPR is looking at some of the ideas that keep A Sand County Almanac relevant 70 years on. Today, one of Leopold's essential ideas, how direct connection with the natural world informs how we value it. We'll hear from two people whose very different experiences with nature shape their careers.
My name is Carrie Sherwin, and I am an instructor and outreach specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So I have a PhD in ecology from Colorado State University.
My name is David Dempsey, and I've been involved in environmental policy and law for the last 36 years in both Michigan and Minnesota, and in that time I've worked both inside and outside of government and have written a handful of books about the environment.
As a kid, I don't think I appreciated growing up in the country as much as I value that now. I have a lot of memories of going outside and either just kind of exploring in the woods or going out to collect leaves and flowers and just things that I would paste into a book. And I remember being very fascinated by natural objects.
I grew up in a suburb of Detroit named Dearborn, and I would say that experience was about as far from protecting the environment as you can get. It wasn't a factor in my childhood.
As part of a course that I took as an undergrad, we read parts of the Sand County Almanac by Aldo Leopold, and then we also, with that course, went to visit the shack. And I just remember being very inspired by the fact that this man took his family to this property that he owned and really restored it into its natural state.
Well, I had some interest in the environment, so I volunteered for the Sierra Club in the early 80s. And the major cause of the Michigan Sierra Club at that time was to enact a federal wilderness bill. Some of my Sierra Club mates invited me to take a trip to the Upper Peninsula to look at these proposed wilderness sites. And that was my first camping experience at 24. Most of my colleagues on the trip had been camping since they were little children with their families. So on a sunny August morning, I woke up hearing the waves crashing against the base of the bluff below us and got up to check it out and looked out over the expanse of Lake Superior, and it just came to me that I wanted to be able to work to protect this world and this view so that people 500 years from now could experience the same thing. And basically, like a religious conversion, that changed my outlook on what I was going to do for a living.
I just fell in love with the shortgrass steppe, even though many people look at it and think it's barren. I just find such comfort in the openness, I guess. Aldo Leopold makes it clear how much he loves nature in that book. And it's almost a poetic book, even though it is science-based. It's a very literary take on science and nature.
People sold it to me not as a how-to lobby or how-to work public policy, but it's more of a philosophical book about human beings and nature, and that's what I found it to be. Some of the concepts were, I think, pretty revolutionary for me at the time and changed my way of looking at the world. You can't really protect nature unless you love it, and you can't really love it unless you're out in it, exploring it, finding out its wonders. There's no such thing as vacant land. It's a living community.